Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Well, that's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
This is Crystal Palace. NORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at NORDCAP, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir. We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Stand together. The only winning move is not to battle.
Globalists are bombarding us with propaganda and with spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the foods. It's all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death, because they know we are strong, and they know in the end they signed on to the God of this world, who is a loser. And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world. Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Next week in Geneva, Switzerland, members of the World Health Organization, which was founded on the principles of establishing a one-world government, will be voting to give themselves worldwide authority when it comes to official international health emergencies. The same World Health Organization who praised Communist China's extreme authoritarian lockdown against the Chinese people, who suggested forcibly separating families to quarantine them.
In most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
And who was caught faking the H1N1 pandemic in 2010. The same World Health Organization run by Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, who's been working with the Clinton Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation since 2007, who said that the lockdowns will never end.
Repeat, there will be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future.
And that the war in Ukraine was getting massive attention as a result of bias against black lives. The U.S. government is in full support of this new UN treaty with the WHO and has submitted 13 amendments, which will be voted on next week, that will give the WHO international authority on lockdowns, forced quarantines, and forced vaccinations. According to constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, none of this is legally binding until a treaty is approved by the U.S. Senate. But the law hasn't been stopping these criminals from committing crimes against against humanity so far. And if they plan on staying in power, they are going to have to bring back the lockdowns and the ballot harvesting mules. So we know it's coming, and it will soon be climate lockdowns to go with their climate migration. People are waking up, but the UN's agenda is aggressively pressing forward. The United Nations is meeting this week with members of the Mayor's Migration Council, which is comprised of 9 mayors from 9 different cities throughout the world, including Eric Garcetti of Los Angeles, California. The Mayor's Migration Council is funded by George Soros's Open Society Foundations, sponsored by the Rockefeller Foundation, and partnered with the United Nations. And their stated goal is pretty clear. They want to grant mayors the ability to bypass state and federal government when it comes to what they call climate migration and go straight to international organizations for resources. They are inviting all interested mayors or senior city staff members to contact them at contact@mayorsmigrationcouncil.org to learn how to engage with the international system and learn how to get funding and boots on the ground support. This all sounds completely illegal, but who's going to stop them? There is no longer any justice in America, so expect more lockdowns as the food supply diminishes and the population around you surges with hungry foreign migrants. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
$350 million or more people in Africa, and then 12 die of Ebola in one little town. They go, oh, Ebola, 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 oh, Ebola. And they had CNN people saying diseases will be coming out of the rainforest because Mother Earth is mad. Literally like witch doctors going, booga, booga, sun not come back. You know, when we have floods and rain and meteors might hit the Earth. What if a meteor hits the Earth tomorrow and destroys a city? Are they going to say this is because the people of Earth have been bad? That meteor just came from space. It's very primitive control apparatus. It's how chiefs and medicine doctors used to control, and shaman would control the people. Say, oh, if you're not good, the crops won't come. Oh, the environment, if we're not good. I don't want to eat a piece of meat that's got dioxins in it from plastics production. I don't want to them dumping nickel cadmium and heavy metal Grignard reagents in the waters so my kids are deformed. I don't want that. I'm for the environment. But these international corrupt people financing global population control, which is just nothing more but dictators' excuses to kill men, women, and children, and girls in slave labor camps in China making Nikes. You call that good? And all these Hollywood people that say they love you are the ones that speak out against slave labor, are the ones you find out later are the ones that own all the sweatshops making their clotheslines? They're all hypocrites. They're all hypocrites using you. So here it is, global plan to fight infectious diseases sought. I haven't read this yet, but Washington, a new plan to coordinate international efforts to track and combat infectious diseases will be announcing by the leaders of the G7 group of industrial nations at this weekend's summit in Denver. White House aide said Monday, and the combustion engine is the greatest threat to civilization, like Al Gore says in Earth in the Balance. No, Mr. Gore, the combustion engine is civilization, and the combustion engine's getting cleaned up because we're putting catalytic converters on the cars, just like we got the horses out of the streets 100 years ago, and we don't have a horse manure problem anymore. Humans move forward. I know the bureaucrats don't want that. You want us to stay down and lowly. You don't want us to transcend, do you?
The majority of the elite are leaning towards, this is a public declaration, towards the orderly extermination of the mass. They're not going to just have big robotic factories making brain pods, you know, iPods that plug right into your head, right through the neural network, right through your eyes. You're not going to have that. You're not going to get that. You're not going to get life extension technologies when there's 6.5 billion, going to be 8 billion by the time they've really got that shirt up. The elite, I understand, Rourke, you heard about free supply. You heard about mechanized robotic factories so advanced that you will be able to lay around on your hind end all day. And that is actually coming in the manufacturing industrial singularity. There will be many singularities, different steps towards the true singularity, which is a mathematical fact. And you better not want the singularity, because it means the end of this species, and it means not even being able to grasp. You know, there is no one on the earth who can grasp all the computer technological systems and how they interface and how they run. And what's happened is humans and human technicians and computer scientists man and oversee with an organic augmentation the computing systems and the artificial neural networks that have been created, and they oversee their different sciences and then attempt to merge those together and are building computer systems that compute and integrate and design other computers. And it's basically already, with the technology we know about, not just the suppressed technology, but the technology that we know about, basically already out of human hands. We might, if we had a full conscience movement towards full disclosure and investigation and control, be able to slow this down. You know, in the past, it took 100 years for major developments to happen. Now it's happening every 6 months. And so, yes, the elite made the decision, as early as I can tell, about 80 years ago, that manufacturing in the future, and they even successfully predicted when that would be, turn of the new century, that they will be able to build robotic mind systems, robotic delivery systems that will even...
We're going to be right back. Folks, stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Shutdown of civilization as we know it in mass death. Prepare yourselves and resist with everything you've got. Be as wise as serpents and peaceful as doves, but fight like your life depends on it in the information war peacefully, but warn the world. If you think things are bad now, they're about to get 1,000 times worse.
Facts and common sense are in. Yes, there have been corrupt empires. Yes, they manipulate. Yes, there are secret societies. Yes, there have been oligarchies throughout history. And yes, today in 2002, there is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, open borders, total and complete tyranny, where human beings are absolutely worthless. There's 6.25+ billion of us, and the globalists have said it many times. There's too many of us. We're causing a problem. We need to be culled at the tune of 80%. It's amazing to talk about that, but it's the globalists, the UN, their own public statements, and they've convinced a lot of liberals and elitist conservatives and others that by going along with this, that we're intelligent members of society. It's the ultimate Malthus world view. It is this radical, virulent form of social Darwinism. It's the excuse of tyrants. And by creating open borders where there's no national sovereignty and only global bodies that control all the resources, by centralizing and socializing health care, the state becomes God, basically, when it comes to your health. And then by releasing diseases and viruses and plagues upon us, we then basically get shoved into their system.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I normally play new breaking news and promos at the start of the show because I think that's some of the most important information we have, Gregory's reports and others. But today I got in here about an hour before. I've been getting ready for hours at home, and I was going over all the news and getting ready for what I was going to cover, the whole world government announcement and what the end game of that world government is publicly, and the key word, global Marshall Plan, which I've warned you would be when they make their main move. We have Prince Charles saying this is a military action. We're going to spend more money than exists in the whole world to end carbon as we know it. We're a carbon-based life form. In fact, I forgot to tell you guys to get that again from 6 months ago or 5 months ago. Prince Charles says that we need to make it a global military campaign to decarbonize when life is carbon-based on this planet. He's made new announcements. We've got all those. It's just insane. We are now living in what we warned about for so long. But I had to run a rebroadcast and play some important old reports and things and some new reports because I don't choke when it comes to stress or being under attack. But right before the show, about 20 minutes before, a bunch of big developments happened, all of them good, that I just can't even get out of my mind right now, but I cannot release the information at this point. And so we have a very special guest. A federal court just ruled that they could not shut down his church. and that it was unconstitutional during the lockdowns. That pastor is going to be joining us in the second hour, and I will be here for that. That is a big deal. Of course, we knew that had to happen, and we still have any semblance of freedom. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then it goes on to the right of the press and the right to assemble and the redress of grievances. L.A. pandemic restrictions, Louisiana pandemic restrictions, violated religious rights, court rules, Pastor Tony Spell takes victory lap. That's NBC News. But it's not gotten a lot of attention. That's local news. He's joining us. And we've got so much more to hit. And I'm really prepared here today, too. But we may just have to call Owen and get him in here, because I don't know if I can do the show. So the stuff going on is that big, and I need to process this, and I need to, whew, man, I tell you, I mean, I'm not going to get to it yet. I can't half-ass this, and I got to go sit in my office for 10, 15 minutes and cogitate on this, because I just, man. There's a lot of good news and a lot of really bad news as well. And I was already going to come in here and cover the bad news so we can get positioned to deal with it and be in a fighting stance. And then this other information came in, and it's just unbelievable. But it's on. The fight between good and evil is here. And a lot of people in the power structure have decided to not join with the New World Order. Now they see just how damn evil it is. Because we're now down to the point of literally cutting off the food, the water, not just the baby formula, the electricity. That's how they're going to win their fight against us, is shut everything down. And what I'm saying is life and death. So please, take a moment. Imagine you can hear a pin drop. Because I want what I'm about to say to really hit home, okay? If the globalists think they can get away with their operation, they're going to do it, and they've already done a stress test in the last 2 years with the COVID lockdowns as a beta test for the next big move, planetary collapse, mass riots, mass migration, war in the streets, total crime, UN takeover of what's left. It is all in progress now. And by the time the general public figures it out, it'll be too late to reverse it. We'll win long term. There's a lot of scenarios I've crawled through psychologically, mentally, spiritually. We will prevail. But the globalists were put in power by Satan to carry this out, and they're slaves, and they will execute this attempt. And so that's where we are right now. And to say I'm speechless is basically what we're at. I need to compartmentalize the information I'm not ready to release yet. And I normally can do that. I'm trying to right now, but it's the front of my mind. And then I need to just judiciously cover this news. And that's I'm gonna do the show, but I gotta really go sit down for at least 2 minutes of my office by myself and just really get some focus here. Man. It's unbelievable. Everything is so unbelievable now. And I just can't believe so many people don't know what they've signed on to. I mean, God help us. And I mean that. God, please help us. I think we all just need to pray for justice and pray for an awakening and pray to come together and have love. And none of us are perfect, but God can perfect us. And with through God, we are perfected. And I just pray that God send the Holy Spirit to me and everybody else to be stronger than ever so that we can try to avert this. Because I have an extreme feeling of responsibility knowing all this to try to stop it. I know you do as well. And I mean, there'll be a billion dead people in 2 years under this plan, conservatively. Can you imagine that, what that's going to look like, what that's going to entail? And of course, this is all real. You see it now, it's all happening. But I mean, it really needs to sink in that they are running an operation to kill us, and that they enjoy it and they like it, and we got to stop them. I mean, we're not going to let them kill everybody. We got to do it. All right, get right with God, folks. I'm going to try to get focused and just come back and cover the news. We'll see if I can do it. Stay with us.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of t-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60,000+ left, and a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We have got to warn the people that criminals have hijacked our government and are waging war against the nation to bring us to our knees financially. We have to stop them. We have to demand the Republicans move for impeachment immediately. Even though they don't have all the votes, it will expose the Democratic Party and what they're doing and who they are controlled by. And it will expose Republicans that are in league with them. It must be done.
That's just one of the default settings. If you're in a factory and something blows up and a guy's on fire, you grab a fire extinguisher and put him out. That's just the fire extinguisher. We've got to continue to educate people as fast as we can. We are really entering an incredibly explosive moment where the globalist propaganda has totally failed. Everybody's turning against them, but they still have the centralized power and are accelerating their program, and it is just super dangerous. And I've got the stacks right here. It's on InfoWars.com, Zero Hedge article. Biden administration anticipating wave of summer violence over Roe v. Wade. They're the ones that are going to be violent. I told you going into the midterms they were going to pull this. And it's like clockwork happening. So we've got that. And then we've got reports like this. I mean, it's just all of these are so insane. Gas stations, this is Daily Mail, in Washington reprogram pumps. This is on record. To prepare for, wait for it. Gas stations in Washington reprogram pumps to prepare for $10 a gallon fuel as Bidenflation sends average price soaring $4.57, almost twice the $2.41 during Trump's final month. And again, what's the lie in that headline? As much as it's fun to make fun of Biden, the joke's on us. He's a placeholder for the globalists and Obama so that he gets the blame when this all goes down. Because if they get the blame, they will have to stop their lockdowns, which they've done for now. They'll have to stop all this inflation. It's all artificial economic warfare. So it's not like I'm here just saying, oh, you need to get angry and call Congress and call talk radio. You better do it or they will bankrupt you to control you. And the next phases of this thing are way worse than it is now. And that's why I'm so desperate to try to mitigate this before it gets too bad. Mark my words, everybody serving the system that thinks they're on the winning team are fools. This is going to destroy the globalists in the process of destroying us. I've got a stack of news all over the world where the Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J shots were given with children's livers liquefying, many of them dying. And it's specifically known that the J&J is the one that does it the worst, but they all create the same spike protein. And I've had medical doctors on to lay that out. These people are so damn sick. Record miscarriages, record babies being born stillborn. They're not just aborting our children before they're born. They're aborting all of us. That's what the New World Order is. Now, I've got a bunch of these clips. Here is a Congress yesterday in a Biden administration abortion testimony with a Biden administration official. And they say, what is a man? Can a man have a baby? And they go, yeah, a man can have a baby. This is the people that say they're all about science. Bill Nye, the science guy a few years ago, went back and re-edited his 1980s and 90s TV shows where they had shows about X and Y chromosomes in male and female. And they went and took that out and said, oh, no, everybody's male and female. And there's new big studies out where many frog populations have completely died and become extincted because of atrazine alone, making the frogs all, quote, feminine. It's just the end game. We are entering the end game, their blueprint for global enslavement and extermination. And it's incredible. I mean, it's moving faster and faster and faster and faster. And you see the delusional people that either don't want to know what's going on or are part of it, pretending like they're going to win and they're all going to be consumed in the flames of tyranny. If I thought violence would help, we've certainly passed the point of the Declaration of Independence, our right, our duty to throw off the bonds of tyranny and to remake a new government. But the way they've set up the brainwashing and the control, any violence, even against globalists themselves, will just give them more power and control because it's an evil system that's thousands of deep. It's like a football coach saying, you got to take out that wide receiver. He just scored 2 touchdowns. I don't care if you get thrown out of the game. I want you to spear him in the kidneys. What if they had 1,000 more wide receivers just as good as that guy or better? Well, then you can't send in your linebacker to break their ribs. This is not traditional war. So violence isn't just not the answer. Violence is absolutely what we don't want. I've been criticized by some for saying there shouldn't have been violence at the Capitol that day. Sure, it's overblown. Most people are totally innocent. Others are in solitary confinement, should have already been out of jail. Kamala Harris is bailing out people that, you know, burned down federal buildings and firebomb things. But I get criticized by callers saying, hey, you should have helped storm it that day. We could have taken the government. That Capitol's not the government. The military government is in Cheyenne Mountain and Colorado Springs and Site R. And that's not even the government. The government is the global corporations. And so it's not a cowardice issue that I don't want violence. Blowing up a federal building does nothing but turn the instrument of the globalist into a victim. The last thing we want. So I tell you now, there will come points, if we don't stop this, where they're coming to take you to FEMA camps under the guise of viruses. And you will know that at that point, it's a decision you've got to make between you and God and your family. But before we get to that point, you need to make the decision that you're going to speak out and stand up and engage in civil disobedience in a legal and lawful way. The Pentagon has a report they put out in the 60s, I think it's titled 198 or 199 Ways to Peacefully Resist Civil Disobedience. And I've read the report on air before. And it's a report you should really go read, because you'll see we've put most of that into action here, but we can't do all of it. You're going to have to put it into action. And you're going to have to decide whether you want to be a soldier of truth and justice to peacefully resist this, or whether you want to try to go hide and wait it out, or as if you could ride it out, or whether or not you want to take the right course, and that is total political action, prayer, and civil action. There it is, 198 Methods of Nonviolent Action. Now go read it. In fact, I'm going to post it in full under the live show feed today. Ben, our great writer and researcher in there, post the whole thing, not just a link, but if you can, post the text under the live show feed today. We can put the live show feed on air, so I give folks the headline of the day so that everybody can share it. Emergency broadcast. The UN Davos Group have openly announced a planetary technocracy-based dictatorship. As U.S. is engulfed by record inflation, collapsing border, and a proxy war with Russia. And the globalists do intend to have this go from a proxy war to a full war with Russia as their great reset, their build back better. You'll have nothing, you'll own nothing, you'll like it. Now, I got a bunch of abortion clips that we'll get to when we come back. Then we have a special guest on the First Amendment, this pastor and this big federal win. And then in the third hour, I'm going to cover the UN treaty and the world finally waking up to it. And now they're leaking what's in it. They're writing it in secret. And they're making public announcements that the Davos Group is in command of the UN. So the corporate technocrats are now in full command of this takeover. That is all coming up as well today. And I beg you, for the sake of your children, your grandchildren, your neighbors, your friends, and your own life, to realize this audience is the tip of the spear, and you have initiated the chain reaction already. We got a fighting chance, but sharing Infowars.com/show or telling everybody you know about that local radio station or TV station or cable station that picks us up is so critical. Sharing the articles and videos from Band.Video is so critical, and buying products at Infowarsstore.com. And we've had a lot of big support and a lot of big donations that have really helped us. And we want to thank all of you that have done that, and you know who you are.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And now the end is near.
Arambide.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
A life that's full.
Well, that's the Biden administration official over abortion.
Every highway.
Let's play this clip of the New York mayor doubles down on abortion up to the time children are born. A woman should determine what they're going to do with their bodies. And so a baby coming out of the womb 9 months old is her body. Kill it. The overwhelming number of people on the Supreme Court, I don't believe they can deliver a baby. Oh, that's right. It's the medical system. It's their decision what to do. And now they have got bills introduced all over the country to kill babies after they're born, for weeks after. Here are these monsters.
debate in this country. You've been an ardent supporter of abortion rights, and I want to play an exchange where you talked about this. Let's listen.
Mayor Adams, do you think there should be any limitation on abortion?
No, I do not.
None? Day of birth? Totally fine?
No, I do not think. I think women should have a right to choose their bodies. Men should not have that right to choose how women should treat their bodies.
It is interesting. A poll that just came out this morning, NPR Mara, says the vast majority of Americans do not support overturning Roe versus Wade. But a majority, including the majority of Democrats, does believe that there could or should be some restrictions in when during a pregnancy that could be. You say no restrictions at all.
No, I say, and I continue to say, and I stand by this, women should determine what they're going to do with their bodies. I just believe it's unbelievable that men are making these determinations. Women should determine. The overwhelming number of people on the Supreme Court, I don't believe they can deliver a baby. So women should determine what they're going to do with their bodies. I strongly believe that. And I'm not taking a Gallup poll to make that determination. It is something I believe from seeing the women who are in my life, my mother that passed away, my two sisters and others, they should make the determination of what they want to do with their bodies.
Mayor Eric Adams, I do appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
They're talking about babies that are already born, ladies and gentlemen, and they do it with a straight face and then say it's unbelievable that we don't want to kill them. And they say, well, nobody wants these babies. But, you know, statistically, there are more people wanting to adopt each year than there are even abortions. Here's Congressman Chip Roy grilling some of these people in yesterday's hearings, and they were just floundering everywhere. They can't answer any questions because they're at war with science, with logic, and with God.
In light of that, and in light of Texas being an inhospitable place, according to your testimony, are you aware of how many people have moved to the state of Texas in the last decade? Do you know what that number is?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I will say that the clinics that you're referring to are fake.
4 million.
And they don't actually.
4 million people have moved to the state of Texas in the last decade. That's the population of the entire state of Alabama have moved to the state of Texas by choice in the last decade. I would move to one other question here. Ms. Robinson.
Can I finish my answer, though, about Texas?
I didn't ask you a question about that. Ms. Robinson. I would ask you a question. When is the latest that you have performed an abortion in terms of weeks of the unborn child?
Yes, my name is Dr. Robinson, and I provide abortion care in Alabama. So Alabama has...
What is the answer to the question, the latest that you have performed an abortion?
I'm going to answer your question. So unfortunately, my state is one of those states that has passed restrictions or bans on abortion care, which limits physicians like myself.
And therefore, in other words, you'd like to do it later. What is the latest you have performed an abortion?
So since I will always follow the law and I live in the state of Alabama, I provide abortion care up until 20 weeks gestational age.
Okay, so you performed an abortion at 20 weeks.
Yes, sir.
The procedure for an abortion, when we're talking about at 20 weeks, as I understand it, is dilation and extraction.
That's a baby. Now let's shift gears into how these people that have served Satan and that are going against common sense and God's law and just natural law fall over themselves. Take George W. Bush, who launched illegal wars all around the world, whose sanctions killed millions of people, who lied about WMDs, who helped open our borders, who helped sign us on to the New World Order, and he has a Freudian slip and talks about the horrible, evil murderers that, not blaming the troops, but that commanded that lie and that fraud of the Second Iraq War 2003 that cost us over $5 trillion and that went on for over a decade and that killed so many of our great troops and others and wounded so many. And here he is, talking about himself out of the mouths of babes. Here's a guy, admittedly on a bunch of psychotropic drugs, talking about himself while he tries to talk about Vladimir Putin, when even the Pope admits the West went and overthrew the elected government 8 years ago in Ukraine, started the war, attacked the Russian borders to get them to invade. They wanted that. They admit that. Does that mean Pooty Poot, as Bush called him, is perfect? No. But the person that starts the fight
under common law, under natural law, is the person that gets the main blame. Am I glad Putin invaded? No. I said it was a mistake and it was a trap. And Putin's finding that out right now. But regardless, they're the ones under attack, not us, from the Russians. But we're under attack by the very same Soros criminal combine setting up a world government right now to take over all your medical freedom and run the CDC and cut off your fossil fuels. They've announced the plan. They're accelerating it. They're not going to get rid of fossil fuels by 2040. Now it's 2030. And I've got all that coming up third hour. Three stacks full of videos. Prince Charles, all of them saying it. Bill Gates, Tedros, all of them. The economy is energy. You cut it off, society collapses. With our sprawling cities, we're not even designed to be able to operate without it. If we were rural farms and spread out across the country, we don't need their fossil fuel. But they're holding us hostage, and they know it. Here's George W. Bush, the war criminal, Henry Kissinger's footstool, inadvertently talking about himself while he tries to attack Russia.
In contrast, Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia, and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway. 75.
Yeah, it'll be fine. I'm really good at killing people with drones. No, I'm serious. I'll kill you, said Obama. Oh, he's black. He can kill whoever he wants. Oh, it's so liberal. Let's hear that one more time. Beyond a Freudian slip. Here it is.
The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway. 75.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just do this as we get ready to end the hour and bring a special guest on with a big victory. Let me tell you what's coming up today. I have a stack of mainline science reports and studies that the J&J shop particularly is liquefying people's livers, including children. We have the giant stack on Biden handing over U.S. sovereignty to the World Health Organization and draft copies of the treaty leaking. They're already telling you what's in it. We have another NATO leader voices opposition to Sweden and Finland and Russia moves to withdraw from the WTO, WHO. We have unbelievable developments with the currencies of the world and inflation. We have the sexual harassment and brainwashing of 5-, 6-, 7-year-old children and transgenderism, where they're expelled if they don't learn all the pronouns. It's all coming up next hour. But I'm not going to sit here and even ask you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that you already need. I appreciate your support. We've been getting a lot of support. Thank you. These are great products you already need. But I am going to ask you to pray for this broadcast. And I am going to ask you to tell everybody you know as we go to break on your email list. However, hey, Alex Jones is having a key guest on. Tune in now and see what you're not supposed to see. Text messages from friends, some neighbors, some family, some strangers. Tell people that the resistance lives and is fighting as hard as it can with We the People at Band.video and InfoWars.com. Hour number two starts in T-minus 2 minutes. So much coming up today. And in the words of John Paul Jones, I have only begun to fight.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and